Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. Well, the unemployment outlook for the nation is looking better. It's going in a different direction here in California.
California's new unemployment claims have gone up by about 30,000 to 258,000 new claims this past week. That's far above the next highest state, Florida. Former state employment chief Michael Burnick tells KNX the federal government is picking up part of the tab on California's massive payouts in unemployment benefits.
We had about 70,000 new pandemic unemployment assistance claims filed this past week. That's on top of the 250,000. Those pandemic unemployment assistance claims are paid for entirely by the federal government.
Says federal government's also picking up the additional $600 a week that regular unemployment insurance claimants are getting. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Continuing our in-depth team coverage, a growing number of California tech companies are beginning to cut jobs.
While the tech industry has been largely shielded from the economic impact of the pandemic, that may be starting to change. At least four high-tech employers have announced at least 1,000 job cuts. They include Lyft, Yelp, IBM, and Lending Club, according to the state's Employment Development Department. Gabe Anell recently lost his job with Corporate AV and tells CBS News he saw the writing on the wall way before he got his pink slip.
Every day I go to work, more jobs are being taken off the board. More jobs. And then it was just like, okay, now there's a problem. Now there's a serious problem.
While some of the job losses are temporary, over 300 positions at IBM, Lyft, and Lending Club are described as permanent cuts.
That is Matt Bigler reporting for us. The pandemic, social unrest, we have a lot to contend with down here on Earth, which is why KNX In Depth talked to the commander of the International Space Station to get a different perspective.
Sometimes you have to get far away from a problem to better understand it, to get a different view of things. The astronauts aboard the International Space Station have this luxury at a time of great upheaval below them.
We're all pretty small. Each and every one of us is little.
Commander Chris Cassidy aboard the space station.
But collectively, we can combine our efforts, and if everybody pitches in and does their job, and does what right for the world, does right for the environment, does right for their neighbors and friends, we can make a big difference as a collective group. That's the perspective I have when I look down at the Earth going by so quickly.
Commander Cassidy left the Earth for the space station just as the pandemic was intensifying. Up there is the one place where social distancing is not necessary. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070, News Radio.
And you can listen to the entire interview with the International Space Station today, 1 o'clock here on KNX In Depth. There are a few places around the world where the coronavirus has been brought under control.
One of them is New Zealand, a country of 5 million, where there have been no new cases for nearly 3 weeks. The Prime Minister there, Jacinda Ardern, took strong action, told residents to buy enough food for 2 weeks, then go home, wear a mask, and not come out.
She is a remarkable leader. She stepped up. By the way, you look at countries that have female leaders doing dramatically better than countries that have male leaders. But you need strict governance here. And, you know, lawmakers nowadays don't want to say things that could upset some people. Well, you have to wear a mask. Well, then we will upset some people. So we won't actually enforce it. We need to enforce it, and we need to mandate it, and we will all do better. To get normative behavior change, you need leadership, and we need leaders to step up.
That's Dr. David Agus answering your virus questions. Answers from our experts at 7:45 and 4:15 each day. Email your questions to us at coronaquestions@knx1070.com. Dick Helton, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, Orange County is expected to issue a new health order this afternoon, making the mandatory mask rule that's been in place now a strong recommendation that people wear masks. Interim public health officer, that's Dr. Clayton Chow, is expected to make the change after defending the mandatory order earlier this week to the OC Board of Supervisors.
In this last matter of less than a month, we gradually bring in people back into the community. and the dynamic will change, right? And we cannot base a number based on a different dynamic, a different ecosystem.
The expected change in policy comes days after Dr. Nicole Quick, who issued the mask mandate last month, abruptly resigned on Monday following threats and a protest in front of her home. Dr. Quick also faced pushback from two Orange County supervisors. California is allowing leisure travel again tomorrow, which means many hotels will soon open their doors again. But changes at hotels will be visible to guests. For one, many people will be covered up.
Personal protective equipment will be required, masks, gloves.
It's Heather Rosman, executive director of the Hotel Association of Los Angeles. She tells KNX, well, there will be a plenty of hand sanitizers in hotel lobbies and rooms. You won't find a free breakfast buffet.
You won't find those self-service breakfast buffets. Instead, you may see hotels shifting to in-room dining for food service or more of the grab-and-go approach with pre-packed food.
She also says many hotels are getting rid of valet parking services to enforce social distancing.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.